Yeah. Hello, world. It is time for another edition of the Paul Howe Mindset. Let's go. It's been a crazy month of January, baby. We made it through. I think I told you guys how some of my diet in last week's episode. I made it the first month. Let's do another month. How about that? In this episode right here, though, we're talking the big game. The Super Bowl between the Los Angeles Rams and the New England Patriots. Let's get to it, baby. Sunday. The Super Bowl will be here. Finally, we're going to see the Los Angeles Rams take on the New England Patriots. Oh, I can't wait for this matchup. Man. It's been a long and short NFL season. There's so many things to talk about when it comes to this Super Bowl, man. The matchups. Will the offensive line of the New England Patriots be able to stop Aaron Donald, Ndamukong Suh, and the rest of that crazy line of the Los Angeles Rams? Will Aqib Talib be able to beat his former team? Hell, will Brandon Cooks be able to beat his former team in the Super Bowl? Will Tom Brady win his sixth ring? Will it be another dynasty for the New England Patriots? We don't know. What we do know is Tom Brady doesn't plan on retiring. Another thing that we know is Rob Gronkowski is thinking about retiring after this game. Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? Who do you got? Me personally, I wouldn't be surprised if either team wins. But Tom Brady is one of the best NFL players of all time. But I'm going to have to go with the Los Angeles Rams because of their defense and how explosive their offense can be. I'm going to pick the Rams 30-24. In the Super Bowl. Now, let's talk about the other things that got to do with the Super Bowl. The commercials. Oh man, I can't wait for this year's commercials. One of the first commercials I'm going to be looking for. I love Marvel. I love the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I'm going to be looking for the Avengers Endgame TV spot. Hopefully they have one. I understand they don't. I might see a Captain Marvel TV spot. I don't know. But like I said, I love the Avengers. Captain America is like my favorite comic book character of all time. He's had the best movie, so I'm hoping for that. I'm looking for food commercials. I'm looking for the funny commercials. I'm looking for the shocking commercials. I'm looking for promotions for movies. Those are commercials I'm looking for. Now, let's get to the halftime performance. Maroon 5, Travis Scott, and Big Boy of Outkast, if y'all didn't know. Big Boy of the legendary group Outkast. I had to excuse myself for a moment. I forgot to even mention that Outkast is just legends, icons. Okay. A lot of people were complaining, oh man, Maroon 5. Don't sleep on Maroon 5. Throughout the years since they came out with their first record, I believe it was This Love, they've been bringing out hits since they've been here, and they're still here for a reason. I think they're going to put on a great show. I don't know what Travis Scott's going to do. I don't know what Big Boy's going to do, because Big Boy doesn't really have a song with Travis Scott or Maroon 5 as far as I know, but since it's in Atlanta, you got to put Big Boy in there. They got Travis Scott because he's popular right now. He's a popular thing right now, in my opinion. And in the NFL, they wanted to get some rappers, and probably a lot of rappers declined because of the Kaepernick situation. Let's be honest here. So they went with who they can get. But you got to get Big Boy or something. T.I. or you got to get one of the Atlanta greats to come perform some records. T.I. would have been a great performer for the Atlanta Super Bowl too, but I think he's with Kaepernick on this one. But anyway, that's my take on the commercials. That's my take on the halftime show. So my next take is, well, it's one of the biggest debates of all time when it comes to Super Bowls. What are you eating? You know, everybody has their favorites. Pizza, wings, hot dogs, nachos, tacos, Doritos, whatever. Pepsi, beer, Coca-Cola, Sprite, Mountain Dew, whatever. What are you having? You know? The food that's going to be consumed Sunday, I think it's a lot. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but it's a crazy amount. My favorite Super Bowl foods are, I forgot hamburgers. I forgot about hamburgers, cheeseburgers, or whatever. Maybe some people like fried chicken. Some people like fries, or whatever. Some people like to eat shrimp with cocktail sauce. My personal favorite. I gotta go with pizza and wings. Pizza and hot wings, honey barbecue wings, fried wings. I just gotta have some chicken wings. Flats and drums. I like both. I like both the same. You can't have one without the other. I like my pizza extra cheesy and with extra pepperoni. So if you don't got your food yet, you best get it today. I already have my food and everything. I might have to go pick up some late stuff. Maybe some more nachos. I gotta get the salsa dip, you know. Some people like the queso. I just need salsa. Maybe hummus. Maybe guacamole. I still gotta figure that out. I got a couple days. Luckily for me, since I live in the New England area, it's gonna be warm and for our standards, because you know right now it's like 4 degrees outside and it's like, you know, it's cold, but when it gets up to 33, that's warm for us. But I'm not gonna complain about the weather saying it's cold when it's minus 33 degrees in Minnesota, you know. So but anyway, not the viral subject. But yes, that's my take on the foods of the Super Bowl. And I got one more thing I want to say about the Super Bowl and the days surrounding the Super Bowl. And I just want to, let's just get this out. Let's just put this out there. America, President Trump, or the presidents in the future, lawmakers, bro. The day after the Super Bowl needs to be a federal holiday. The NFL is an all-time American sport.
Okay? Make the Monday after the Super Bowl a federal holiday where people have the day off work. What is the number of people who call out, who don't make it into work because they got a hangover or they're sick from all the food they're consuming and they stayed up late because the Super Bowl runs until about 11 p.m., midnight. I know some games during the NFL season run until about 11-ish or something like that. But this is the Super Bowl, man. People go to people's houses to eat together. People visit family and things like that. Make this happen. For all Americans, man. If you're a true American, you will agree on having the Monday following the Super Bowl as a federal holiday. This is not a hard choice. Make this happen. What is so tough about it? Why not? Really, really, really. What are we losing from having Monday a federal holiday after the Super Bowl? Huh? Just do that. And, you know, I mean, they need something because the city's team who wins the Super Bowl, they're going to riot anyway. It's called what it is. It's a riot. They're climbing up poles. Riot police got to be out there. They're eating horse poop and turning over cars and starting fires and stuff. Make it a federal holiday. It's not that hard. Just do it. All right? That's all I got to say about the Super Bowl and the Super Bowl Sunday, man. This has been another episode of the Paul Howe Mindset Podcast. Please follow my Instagram page, Paul_Entertainment TV. That is Paul_Entertainment TV to learn more about me and my life and what I got going on as far as this weight loss journey and things I like to talk about and to get some motivational quotes from me here and there and things like that and more. And if you want more updates about my podcast, please follow my Instagram page, Paul_Entertainment TV. Excuse me. Paul_Entertainment TV. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Paul Howe Podcast. Paul Howe Mindset Podcast. Be safe out there. Drink responsibly. Take an Uber home if you had to. You know, you go to the bars, you go into a friend's house or wherever. We don't need any tragedies or anything like that. Have fun. Be safe. Enjoy the food. Enjoy the commercials. Enjoy the game. And if you decided not to make it to work the next day, hey, I understand. Have a good day, people. Yeah. Hello, world. It is time for another edition of the Paul Howe Mindset. Let's go. It's been a crazy month of January, baby. We made it through. I think I told you guys that was on my diet in last week's episode. I made it the first month. Let's do another month. How about that?
In this episode right here, though, we're talking the big game, the Super Bowl, between the Los Angeles Rams and the New England Patriots. Let's get to it, baby. Sunday. The Super Bowl will be here. Finally, we're going to see the Los Angeles Rams take on the New England Patriots. Oh, I can't wait for this matchup. Man. It's been a long and short NFL season. There's so many things to talk about when it comes to this Super Bowl, man. The matchups. Will the offensive line of the New England Patriots be able to stop Aaron Donald, Ndamukong Suh, and the rest of that crazy line of the Los Angeles Rams? Will Aqib Talib be able to beat his former team? Hell, will Brandon Cooks be able to beat his former team in the Super Bowl? Will Tom Brady win his sixth ring? Will it be another dynasty for the New England Patriots? We don't know. What we do know is Tom Brady doesn't plan on retiring. Another thing that we know is Rob Gronkowski is thinking about retiring after this game. Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? Who do you got? Me personally, I wouldn't be surprised if either team wins. But Tom Brady is one of the best NFL players of all time. But I'm going to have to go with the Los Angeles Rams because of their defense and how explosive their offense can be. I'm going to pick the Rams 30-24. In the Super Bowl. Now, let's talk about the other things that got to do with the Super Bowl. The commercials. Oh, man. I can't wait for this year's commercials. One of the first commercials I'm going to be looking for. I love Marvel. I love the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I'm going to be looking for the Avengers Endgame TV spot. Hopefully they have one. I understand they don't. I might see a Captain Marvel TV spot. I don't know. But like I said, I love the Avengers. Captain America is like my favorite comic book character of all time. He's had the best movie, so I'm hoping for that. I'm looking for food commercials. I'm looking for the funny commercials. I'm looking for the shocking commercials. I'm looking for promotions for movies. Those are commercials I'm looking for. Now, let's get to the halftime performance. Maroon 5, Travis Scott, and Big Boy of Outkast, if y'all didn't know. Big Boy of the legendary group Outkast. Had to excuse myself for a moment. I forgot to even mention that Outkast is just legends, icons. Okay, a lot of people were complaining, oh man, Maroon 5. Don't sleep on Maroon 5. Throughout the years since they came out with their first record, I believe it was This Love, they've been bringing out hits since they've been here, and they're still here for a reason. I think they're going to put on a great show. I don't know what Travis Scott's going to do. I don't know what Big Boy's going to do. Because Big Boy doesn't really have a song with Travis Scott or Maroon 5 as far as I know. But since it's in Atlanta, you got to put Big Boy in there. They got Travis Scott because he's popular right now. He's a popular thing right now, in my opinion. And in the NFL, they wanted to get some rappers, and probably a lot of rappers declined because of the Kaepernick situation. Let's be honest here. So they went with whoever they can get. But you got to get Big Boy or something, T.I., or you got to get one of the Atlanta greats to come perform some records. T.I. would have been a great performer for the Atlanta Super Bowl too, but I think he's with Kaepernick on this one. But anyway, that's my take on the commercials. That's my take on the halftime show. So my next take is, well, it's one of the biggest debates of all time when it comes to Super Bowls. What are you eating? You know, everybody has their favorites. Pizza, wings, hot dogs, nachos, tacos, Doritos, whatever. Pepsi, beer, Coca-Cola, Sprite, Mountain Dew, whatever, whatever, whatever. What are you having? You know? The food that's going to be consumed Sunday, I think it's a lot. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but it's a crazy amount. My favorite Super Bowl foods are, I forgot hamburgers. I forgot about hamburgers, cheeseburgers, or whatever. Maybe some people like fried chicken. Some people like fries, or whatever. Some people like to eat shrimp with cocktail sauce. My personal favorite, I gotta go with pizza and wings. Pizza and hot wings, honey barbecue wings, fried wings. I just gotta have some chicken wings. Flats and drums. I like both. I like both the same. You can't have one without the other. I like my pizza extra cheesy and with extra pepperoni. So, if you don't got your food yet, you best get it today. I already have my food and everything. I might have to go pick up some late stuff. Maybe some more nachos. I got to get the salsa dip, you know. Some people like the queso. I just need salsa. Maybe hummus. Maybe guacamole. I still got to figure that out. I got a couple days. Luckily for me, since I live in the New England area, it's going to be warm and for our standards, because you know right now it's like 4 degrees outside and it's like, you know, it's cold, but when it gets up to 33, that's warm for us. But I'm not gonna complain about the weather saying it's cold when it's minus 33 degrees in Minnesota, you know. So, but anyway, not the viral subject. But yes, that's my take on the foods of the Super Bowl. And I got one more thing I want to say about the Super Bowl and the days surrounding the Super Bowl. And I just want to, let's just get this out. Let's just put this out there. America, President Trump, or the presidents in the future, lawmakers, bro. The day after the Super Bowl needs to be a federal holiday. The NFL is an all-time American sport. Okay? Make the Monday after the Super Bowl a federal holiday where people have the day off work. What is the number of people who call out, who don't make it into work because they got a hangover or they're sick from all the food they're consuming and they stayed up late because the Super Bowl runs until about 11 p.m., midnight. I know some games during the NFL season run until about 11-ish or something like that. But this is the Super Bowl, man. People go to people's houses to eat together. People visit family and things like that. Make this happen. for all Americans, man. If you're a true American, you will agree. You will agree on having the Monday following the Super Bowl as a federal holiday. This is not a hard choice. Make this happen. What is so tough about it? Why not? Really. What are we losing from having Monday a federal holiday after the Super Bowl? Huh? Just do that. And, you know, I mean, they need something, because the city's team who wins the Super Bowl, they're going to riot anyway. It's called what it is. It's a riot. They're climbing up poles. Riot police got to be out there. They're eating horse poop and turning over cars and starting fires and stuff. Make it a federal holiday. It's not that hard. Just do it. All right? That's all I got to say about the Super Bowl and the Super Bowl Sunday, man. This has been another episode of the Paul Howell Mindset Podcast. Please follow my Instagram page, Paul_Entertainment TV. That is Paul_Entertainment TV to learn more about me and my life and what I got going on as far as this weight loss journey and things I like to talk about, and to get some motivational quotes from me here and there and things like that and more. And if you want more updates about my podcast, please follow my Instagram page, Paul_Entertainment TV. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Paul Howell Podcast, Paul Howell Mindset Podcast. Be safe out there. Drink responsibly. Take an Uber home if you had to. You know, you go to the bars, you go into a friend's house or wherever. We don't need any tragedies or anything like that. Have fun. Be safe. Enjoy the food. Enjoy the commercials. Enjoy the game. And if you decided not to make it to work the next day, hey, I understand. Have a good day, people.